meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, lower 50s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, scattered rain showers, lower 30s. Winds will be from the southeast between 10 and 15. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered rain and snow, upper 30s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue the chance of rain and snow, mostly cloudy skies. We'll see lows in the upper 20s. Right now, it's 46.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. This past year has been a busy one in the continuing efforts to bring the National Bio and Agri-Defense Facility in Manhattan, Kansas, online by the end of 2022. Rod Bain with more.
Progress continues in bringing the National Bio and Agro-Defense Facility in Kansas online. The Agriculture Department's Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, Greg Ibaugh, says throughout 2020,
APHIS continued to take over more and more control of the final touches of the build-out of the NBAS facility and continued to schedule how we would phase in the movement of the biologic from Plum Island to Manhattan, even in the face of some slowdown in the construction and having to make adjustments for what the coronavirus caused us for challenges there.
Current animal disease research, diagnostic, and training is performed at the Plum Island Animal Disease Center in New York State until NBAF becomes fully operational. That is expected to occur by the end of 2022, when the state-of-the-art facility begins research on emerging and foreign animal disease threats. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And the University of Missouri College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources plans to dive deeper into regenerative agriculture. CAFNR, as it's known, C-A-F-N-R, announced the formation of the new Center for Regenerative Agriculture yesterday. While there is no single definition for regenerative agriculture, some key elements of the practice include increasing soil health and biodiversity, conservation, and contributing to the overall sustainability and profitability. The initial startup grant to help the center get established and hire help comes from the Missouri Department of Conservation. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
KNDY. The Irish Creek Wind Project will bring significant benefits to Marshall County. Bruce Graham, retired chair of the Renewable Energy Program at Cloud Community College, speaks to the benefits.
During the construction phase, there will be several hundred construction jobs made available for people. After the construction, which usually takes around 9 months from construction start to end, when it ends, then they hand it over to the operation and maintenance people, and they'll be there for the long haul. Those will be permanent jobs that will be there for a long time. NextEra will also be paying taxes into the county, which will benefit by a lot of tax dollars, and the local landowners will greatly benefit. The payments that they have for the lease for the land that the wind turbines are on, that provides a lot of income for area landowners and farmers, and then, of course, they will turn around and spend that money locally and generate a lot of good revenue in the county. Looks like a really good project to have in a local area.
To learn more, visit www.irishcreekwind.com.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Lynn Rogers yesterday was sworn in as Kansas State Treasurer, and David Tolan took the oath of office to replace Lynn Rogers as Lieutenant Governor. Cake News reports that Democrat Governor Laura Kelly had separate brief ceremonies for both state officials at the State House as she appointed them to their new positions last month. Rogers did replace former State Treasurer Jake LaTurner, the Republican who stepped down after winning the Eastern Kansas seat in Congress back in November. Rogers is a former state senator who was also elected Lieutenant Governor back on Governor Kelly's ticket in 2018. Tolan has served as Kelly's Commerce Secretary since she took office and will serve in dual positions within that job along with serving as lieutenant governor. In other news, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention says that the state of Kansas has used less than 1% of the vaccines sent to the state so far. But while the KDHE says that's a bookkeeping error, many counties say that they haven't received any more vaccines after the first shipment.
As soon as we have the vaccine, we have all of the other ancillary supplies needed to, you know, distribute the vaccine.
Mid-America Network News.
Oglaw Livestock Special Stocker and Feeder Sale with Red Angus and Hereford Influence Section Thursday, January the 7th. 8,000 head start time, 8 o'clock Mountain, 9 o'clock Black Angus, 1 o'clock Red Angus. Galen and Jane Sherman, 620. Red Angus sired steers, heifers, 475 to 6.5. Bowman cattle, 421. Angus steers, heifers, 7 to 9.5. Brad and April Harms, 250. Angus black white face steers, heifers, 5 weights. Dayland and Cattle Partnership, 242 Red Angus steers, heifers, 675 to 8.5. Paisley Family with 237 Angus steers, heifers, 6 to 8 weights. And Carr Cattle Company, 225 weight Angus steers. Many of these heifers on this sale will be replacement quality. View all of our valued and high quality consignments at OglawLive.com. Or call the office at 308-284-2071. That's this Thursday, January the 7th, 8,000 head Oglaw Livestock.
A Lawrence neighborhood bearing the name of a slave owner plans to change the name. The Pinckney Neighborhood Association said it's taking suggestions for a new name for the neighborhood, named for either Charles Pinckney or Charles Coatsworth Pinckney. They were cousins who had successful political careers in the late 1700s and early 1800s, but also supported slavery. Neighborhood Association President Bart Littlejohn said residents began discussing the name change after racial injustice demonstrations this summer. The neighborhood hopes to begin a voting on the change this spring. In other news, the Kansas Highway Patrol is investigating after a Pittsburgh police vehicle struck a pedestrian. The Pittsburgh Police Department says the vehicle struck 23-year-old Marco Diaz in a city street on Thursday night in Pittsburgh. He was taken to Ascension Via Christi Hospital. The hospital said that Diaz was not listed as a patient at the Pittsburgh Hospital as of yesterday. The patrol says the police vehicle was driven by 24-year-old Nicholas Cook. So far, further details have not been released in the incident. And Lynn Rogers has officially been sworn in as Kansas State Treasurer, and David Toland has taken the oath to replace Rogers as Lieutenant Governor. Mid-American Network News.
As I look back over the past year, I've seen many neighbors and friends who have passed through our doors, and I want to make sure you know how important you are to us. We thank you for your business and look forward to serving you in the future. We'll continue to shop the many different insurance companies to find you the best deal for your home, farm, equipment, vehicles, crops, and business. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Again, thanks for your business.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. An 18-year-old Lexington man is being held without bond after being charged in the shooting death of a 15-year-old. Ramon Gonzalez Romero was arraigned yesterday on charges of first-degree murder and use of a firearm to commit a felony. Prosecutors are alleging he killed Giovanni Gandra early Saturday. Lexington police say Gandara was shot after an altercation in northwest Lexington. Friends took him to a hospital where he was pronounced deceased. The weapon used in the shooting has been recovered. Nebraska officials who are leading the state's pandemic response expecting a large increase in coronavirus vaccinations over the next 2 weeks after a slowdown over the holidays. New data from the state's tracking portal shows that Nebraska has given 36,360 vaccinations so far. Most who have received the initial doses at this point are frontline healthcare workers who were given first priority. I'm Rick Everett with your Tuesday Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Public concerns with the Irish Creek Wind Farm were among discussion items heard by the Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting. Among comments were requests to extend the distance of turbines from residences. A suggestion of 3,000 feet was negotiated with NextEra by Nemahal County Commissioners for the Soldier Creek Wind Farm. Commissioners expected to vote Monday, January 4th on accepting or rejecting a proposed site plan from the developer. Public Works Administrator gave the board an updated list of projects for 2021, including overlay projects. It was reported some copper wiring from the power washer, some tools, and a small amount of cash, with an approximate loss of around $2,000, was reported from a recent break-in December 19th or 20th at the county landfill. Approval was given for transfer of $150,000 from the Road and Bridge Fund to the Special Road and Bridge Fund, with $50,000 remaining from the 2020 Road and Bridge Fund transferred to the Special Machinery Fund. Up to $50,000 was approved for transfer from the remaining 2020 Health Department budget to the Health Department Building Fund. Transfers from the County Sheriff's budget up to $100,000 each to the Capital Improvement Fund and Sheriff's Reserve Fund were approved. Nemahal County Commissioners approved the 2020 budget amendments after a public hearing Monday with no comments received. Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting last Wednesday approved a milling and overlay project on 4.6 miles of Blue Springs Road north to the Beeline Road and a mile of 19th Street, a mile north of Dorsey, for a total of 5.6 miles. The motion passed 6-1 with Supervisor Lytle voting no. Road and Bridge Committee earlier in the week had discussed having an agenda item for potential asphalt with a rough draft plan to be developed. The board presented plaques to outgoing board members Matt Bauman and John Hill for their years of service to the Gage County Board. Both expressed appreciation for the opportunity to serve and thanked those who supported them during their service. They said the relationships made, new programs implemented, knowledge gained, and changes they've witnessed through the county were highlights of their years on the board. Chairman Tiemann spoke of the important role both Bauman and Hill played in making the board efficient and effective in serving residents of Gage County, thanking them for their service. Himmeline M. Rogers, age 91, of Pawnee City, passed away Wednesday. Graveside service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 9 until 6, at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for M. Rogers. Joseph P. Kennedy, age 76, of Frankfort, passed away Wednesday. Private family services are planned Thursday at the Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Visitation Wednesday, 11 until 8, at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Joe Kennedy. Gerald Jerry Keating, age 85, of Frankfort, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10:30 at St. Joseph Catholic Church, Lillis. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 5 until 7, with a rosary at 7, at the St. Joseph Catholic Church, Lillis. Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Jerry Keating. Jeffrey L. Parks, age 58, of Boca Raton, Florida, formerly of Pawnee City, passed away Friday. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday, 10:30 in Pawnee City, with the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Jeff Parks. Margaret M. Nieberding Starr, age 81, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Margaret Starr.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Quiet weather across the central parts of the Midwest, but we do have a low pressure system that'll be moving across the area, bringing us increasing clouds for tonight. It looks like some scattered rain and snow showers as we head into tomorrow night. Some areas lingering into Thursday before the system moves off towards the east. Otherwise, it looks like we'll start to see some sunshine once again as we head into Friday. Otherwise, temperatures really not bad. We're going to see warm for today, a little bit cooler in some areas as we head into tomorrow. Back into the 30s and into the lower 40s. So across that area, sunny skies, lower 50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered rain, showers, lower 30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, scattered rain and snow in the upper 30s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue the isolated rain and snow, temps at 29 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Average high temperature early January 40, record high in the state 71. The average low 18, the record low is 21 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:47, sunset this evening at 5:18.
Have you tried banking with us on the internet yet? It's faster and more convenient to bank from your own home whenever you feel like it. Best of all, banking online is safe. With your private username and password and software meticulously crafted to ensure the safekeeping of your account data, your online transactions are quick and secure. Another quality banking service from Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
It's time to mark a few sky-watching events on your new 2021 calendar. We will share a few notable highlights on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 5th, the fifth day of the year. Actress Diane Keaton has a birthday, and on this day 60 years ago, the lovable talking horse Mr. Ed debuted on CBS TV. What does 2021 hold for stargazers? It starts off with a great opportunity for viewing elusive Mercury. It reaches its greatest eastern elongation and highest point above the western horizon on January 24th. If you miss it, you'll have another chance in March when it reaches its furthest western elongation from the sun. A rare quadruple conjunction occurs at the same time when Mercury is joined by Jupiter, Saturn, and the moon in the pre-dawn sky. And eclipse lovers have a treat coming later this spring. There's a total eclipse of a supermoon on tap for May 26th. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about astronomy at almanac.com.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Network Sports, good Tuesday. Gonzaga and Baylor remain atop the Associated Press's men's basketball poll, while fourth-ranked Texas has climbed to its highest perch in nearly a decade. The Bulldogs earned a 63 of 64 first-place votes in the latest AP Top 25 to remain at number one. The Bears earned the other vote. Gonzaga and Baylor have been 1-2 in all seven polls this season. Villanova moved up a spot to number three. The Longhorns jumped four spots after beating Kansas for Texas' highest ranking since February of 2011. Number 19 Clemson and number 23 St. Louis were new additions, with the Billikens making their first appearance since the 2013-14 season. Kansas College hoops action for today. The Jayhawk men are traveling to TCU. K-State's men's squad traveling to Texas Tech. I'm Rick Everett with your Tuesday Kansas Sports on the Mid-America Network.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Tis the season to be firing NFL head coaches. Two more were shown the door yesterday after the New York Jets said goodbye to Adam Gase. The Chargers have fired head coach Anthony Lynn after 4 years and a 33-31 record in regular season games. The Chargers went 21-11 with one playoff appearance in their first two seasons under Lynn, but that was followed by consecutive losing campaigns. Los Angeles won its last four games this season to end up 7-9. Jaguars head coach Doug Marrone has been dismissed a little more than 12 hours after ending the season with a 15th consecutive loss. Marrone went 24-43 in four seasons with the Jags, falling a few plays shy of the team's first Super Bowl in 2017. Jacksonville has dropped 21 of Marrone's final 24 games, including 15 by double digits. Again on the hardwood tonight, K-State and Texas Tech at 6. KU with a late game against TCU at 9 tonight. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night tip-offs, college basketball, Kansas State at 6 on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Kansas pregame 8:30 on FM 95.5.
Nothing beats the flavor of fresh basil. If growing it indoors is a new endeavor, or you tried and failed in the past, it's time to try again. Creating the proper growing environment will help increase your indoor growing success. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Plant basil in a container with drainage holes and filled with a quality potting mix. Grow it in a sunny window where it will receive at least 6 hours of sunlight or under artificial lights. Water thoroughly and often enough to keep the soil slightly moist but not soggy. The plant does not tolerate overly dry or wet soil. Pour off excess water that collects in the saucer or elevate the pot above the water. Don't place plants against a cold window or trap them between the window and curtain at night. This can cause the leaves to turn black. Avoid drafts of hot or cold air as well. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit MelindaMyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit MelindaMyers.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
This small town was in danger of losing a treasured part of its past and present. But who would step in and save it and restore it? The situation called for a meeting in the park, and those that showed up did end up saving the place and accomplishing much more. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi,
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
The old drugstore in Allerton, Iowa, dates to the late 1800s. While Ross and Lorena Blunt had visited the store many times over the years, they got a chance to purchase it in its second century of operation.
And we said, we mustn't have just one more empty storefront, totally stripped with broken windows, making us look dead.
That was back in 2008. The couple had witnessed the closing of the local feed and grain store, forcing them to drive further for their farm supplies. So when the drugstore was up for sale, they knew this was about much more than one business. It was about saving their town.
A bunch of us said, listen, we're not going to let this happen. Anybody that's interested, meet at the gazebo. And there were five of us that showed up.
The mayor, a local business owner, a Head Start teacher, they were a few of those in that small group. The decision was about more than the sale of the local drugstore. The Blunts and a few other locals set up a nonprofit and purchased the soda fountain together. They did some restoration and updating, reviving the interior, and creating a place that has weekend hours plus hosts gatherings and tour groups.
We really wanted a place where kids could gather, where adults could gather, and children could play games. So there's something for everybody. A whole family can come out right here in town, sit and enjoy as long as they want, have a treat, visit. It's to get people together.
Not only does the soda fountain make the past come alive, but to see the restored drugstore with vintage medicine bottles and boxes from decades ago is a real treat. That's a story in itself. And it's next time as we travel the countryside. In Allerton, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
Live in the barn may appear to be self-sufficient, but they still need our care. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They need good food, fresh water, and a place to stay warm as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are royalty in the barn. They provide us a great service by controlling all kinds of rodents and other varmints. But even a tough barn cat needs good care to stay healthy. Sarah Picard is an assistant clinical professor with the College of Veterinary Medicine at Oklahoma State University. She says cats that dine on what they catch have a good meal, but their nutritional needs should be supplemented with regular cat food. Especially in winter, cats can easily become dehydrated, so there should always be a fresh, clean supply of water that's not frozen.
You can buy heated bowls, of course. There's also these neat little discs that you can buy that you can heat up in the microwave and sit under a bowl. Having a nice, wide, deep bowl, maybe something that's not metal that doesn't conduct the cold as much, that doesn't freeze as fast. You can also provide canned food, which is high in water content, and that can help supplement their water intake, but you still want to have that fresh, clean water.
If you store anything with an engine in the barn, make plenty of noise before starting it up, because cats look for places to stay warm, like under the hood of a vehicle. Also, be sure to clean up any leaks or spills from your equipment, especially antifreeze.
If they, you know, rub underneath it or walk through it and they groom it off their fur, then they could die of kidney failure rather quickly with just a small amount of it. So making sure you clean up spills and put those chemicals away out of their reach where they can't get to them is extremely important. And keeping away other things like the fly sprays that are used on horses and cattle and the permethrin-based sprays that are extremely toxic to kitties.
Your feline friends need a cozy place to stay warm and dry and a safe space to get away from potential predators. Always make sure they're vaccinated and spayed or neutered. Learn more about caring for barn cats at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Electric extends warm wishes for a joyous new year. May the days ahead be filled with peace, joy, and happiness. It's a pleasure to say thank you this holiday time and wish you the best of luck. Season's greetings from Hanover Electric.
Best wishes for a happy holiday season and a prosperous new year from Ricky's Cafe in Hanover. Thank you for your loyalty this past year, and we look forward to serving you in the new year ahead. From Ricky's Cafe, season's greetings.
The holidays are here again, a time for remembering friends and sharing with family. Wishing you a joyous holiday season from Cook Excavating in Axtell. May your new year be filled with peace and happiness.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee.
now that the holidays are over, your mind is probably far away from buying, wrapping, and opening gifts. But I believe there's one incredible gift still waiting for you. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. So what is this gift? Well, it's a brand new year. That means you have 365 days to live out your faith and make a difference on this earth. You know, time is one of the most precious things we have, because once you spend it, it is gone. No matter how much you want to, you can't get it back or create more of it. So ask God how to best spend your time this year. Do you need more time to relax and refresh? Maybe you want to see your loved ones more often, or it could be spending more days helping others. What's important is to use your time purposefully and in a way that supports your faith. So be grateful for the gift of the new year and let your heart be filled with contentment, confidence, and generosity.
Launching now, a one-pass system for precise application of multiple crop protection and nutrient products. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Smart Integrated Multi-Product Prescription Application System, or SIMPAS for short. It's available for the 2021 growing season from AmVac Chemical Corporation in cooperation with Trimble. AmVac's Jim Lappin says the hardware attaches to your planter and interfaces with your guidance system. He says you can apply up to three products at once while planting, such as a nematicide, a micronutrient, and a corn rootworm control, for example.
We're looking at a really broad range of products to bring forward over the next several years to give a grower a lot of options to address those really specific problems zone by zone in his field.
Lappin says SIMPAS is designed to be an open system.
We are openly encouraging third-party manufacturers to develop products to sell through the SIMPAS system. AmVac has a list of about 20 to 25 different projects that we're working on as AmVac-branded products. But we're also having discussions with most of the major manufacturers, as well as many smaller manufacturers, particularly in the biological space, that may have interest in applying those products at plant for corn, soybeans, cotton, peanuts.
Learn more at simpas.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, there's a new Congress this year, but for the American Farm Bureau Federation, the issues are the same. And a top Farm Bureau official says his team will pursue them regardless of who's in power. It's now the 117th Congress, but American Farm Bureau Executive Director Dale Moore says last year's issues are still this year's issues.
Making sure the farm bill is working right, crop insurance working right, all those issues facing rural America, whether it's on the trade, regulatory reform, and importantly, very importantly to all of us, particularly in rural America, getting the broadband grid, which is something that I think is probably the most bipartisan issue, certainly the one among agriculture and rural communities that's out there.
But bipartisanship will be hard to come by in the new Congress with a razor-thin Democratic majority in the House, a Senate majority being decided in two Georgia runoffs this week, and a raucous GOP challenge Wednesday to Joe Biden's Electoral College win. Moore, though, is undeterred.
We're going to be up on Capitol Hill talking to those who have been appointed into leadership positions. You look at both the House and Senate Ag Committees, there are going to be new chairs, new ranking members, depending on how everything sorts itself out. their expectation is we're going to be up on the Hill working with those leaders to push forward on the issues that are so important to farmers, ranchers, and rural communities.
One difference still clouding the picture, that's COVID-19 and how billions in new farm aid are spent helping ag sectors recover and any new food supply chain problems from the latest virus wave, plus unresolved issues of meat plant liability protections and state and local aid. Lots going on in the new Congress. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
You asked, and Rusty Eck Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rusty Eck Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rusty Eck Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rusty Eck Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rusty Eck Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. Rusty
Eck. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. After years of stability, farmland prices may be set to rise in 2021. Factors are coming together that may be about to send the price of land higher. Some of the key factors include government support for farmers, stronger commodity prices, low interest rates, limited farmland for sale, and strong interest from investors. Doug Hensley is president of real estate services for Hertz Farm Management in Iowa. He says those factors are all driving the price of farmland higher. He said we've sold more than $12,000 to $14,000 per acre farms from September to December than the last 3 to 4 years combined. Randy Dickett, Farmers National Company, says when COVID-19 ground things to a halt in the spring, the land market ground to a quick stop. He said buyers and sellers both were cautious and pulled back because of the uncertainty. Then he said the land market began to get more active in the summer. That led to increasing interest in all types of land. Investors, he said, also wanted a safe place to put some cash. Sales activity at Farmers National up 49% in October and November versus the same time in 2019. The newest grain export sales report from USDA for the week that ended December 24th showed that 2020 ended on a positive note. Soybean export sales for the 2020-21 crop surpassed analyst expectations. The trade was looking for ranges between 7 and 25 million bushels, but the new figure passed those estimates as sales jumped 74% from the previous week to 33.7 million bushels. Not surprising, because recent run-up in price of soybeans likely caused some price resistance among some of the smaller buyers. Weekly export sales for corn also surpassed market expectations. In the report forecast, we're looking for a range of 19 to 39 million bushels. USDA reported a sale of 43.1 million bushels. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Today's snow is tomorrow's mud. The sooner you can remove snow from feedlot pens, the easier it is to manage. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Nobody enjoys walking in deep snow and ice, and this includes cattle. Snow that isn't managed in a feedlot creates extra problems for animals, pen services, and runoff control systems. Warren Rushi is an Extension Beef Feedlot Management Associate at South Dakota State University. He says you can't always get out there right after the snow falls, but move it as soon as you can with a loader, box scraper, or blade.
If nothing else, if we can scrape around the waters and the feed apron, that's going to help prevent some ice buildup. What we don't want to do is have a situation where we have even an inch or two of snow that we don't deal with, that gets packed down, turns to ice, and now we have some footing issues that might be affecting feed intake and water intake.
When you have more time, push snow to the back of the lot where you can clear off a larger area. If the ground isn't completely frozen, you can fill in some ruts and smooth things out. Another possible solution is to dump feedlot snow onto the fields. However, pen snow will be mixed with manure.
Make sure that whatever the environmental regulations might be in your locality, that that's allowable. You know, wouldn't want to get into a situation where in some places that may be an issue from a regulatory standpoint. But assuming that's allowable, that we can haul snow out, that's another option.
If snow accumulation problems are severe, wind break fences and shelter belts upwind from the feedlot can help trap snow. Anything that can be done to remove snow and improve lot conditions now will pay off later as the lot surface starts to thaw. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about managing snow in the feedlot at agriculture.com.
John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polanski Seed, as well as Concept Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Net Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans' charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Hankey today at 562-7157. Or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Nice plus signs so far today for corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat. March KC wheat is up 14 currently at 613.5. May's up 13.5 at 616.75. March corn up 10.5 at 494.25. May corn up 10.5 at 494.75. January soybeans up 51.25 at 1367.75. March beans up 50.25 at 1363.25. Huge gains for soybean meal and soybean oil as well. We are really responding to a big rally across the grain futures markets here on Tuesday. Double-digit gains in many places. The livestock complex is looking pretty well also. February live cattle up 247 at 114.77. April up 252 at 118.77. January feeder cattle up 92 at 135.87. March feeders up 62 at 136.62. Each of the back months in both live cattle and feeder cattle are stronger as well. February hogs down 30 at 70.92. But after that, everything looks good. April hogs up 40 at 74.02. And all the back months are solidly in the green. Taking a look at cotton. March cotton is up 153 at 80.50. May cotton is up 145 at 81.14. So big positives for cotton as we roll through Tuesday. February crude oil is up $2.44 at 50.04. March crude is up 238 at 50.14. We're seeing big gains for unleaded gas, heating oil, and natural gas at the same time. So it's been a positive day so far for most of our futures markets. February gold is up $8.30. $1.40 at $1,954.80. April is up $8.30 at $1,959.40. Nice plus signs for silver, for copper, for platinum and palladium as well. So the metals markets are thriving also today. Big day so far across all the futures markets. Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Cake News and Good Morning Kansas. Wake up with Allison Acklin and Shane Ewing with all the news from overnight. Plus, stay safe and dry all throughout your day with your forecast from Cake First Alert meteorologist Frank Waugh. For a brighter start to your day, wake up with Good Morning Kansas 7 days a week, only on Cake. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cake News, on your side.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321.
KNDY had asked what you liked about us, and the response was great. You love the music, of course, and the local news and sports coverage. You like that we provide up-to-the-minute weather info, keeping you safe and informed. Some of you had just started listening to KNDY, while others have been tuning in for years. You listen at home, you listen at work, you listen whenever and wherever you can. One said KNDY beats all of the other stations, hands down. And another loves that we are a hometown business with the heart of small town America. Many said KNDY is their go-to station. Thanks again, and keep listening to KNDY.
Hey everybody, this is Brighton Stahl, and this next one is my brand new single, Two Steppin' Heart, right here on KNDY.
I was backstage packing up my six string. She said, do you dance as good as you sing? I turned around, and to my surprise, I said no, but I sure can try. I knew I had a rhythm, but I didn't understand how this all worked or why she still held my hand. Stepped on her boots, she smiled at me, said, pull me close and follow my lead. I four-stepped right into her two-step heart. The look in her eyes told me right from the start, these feet at three beats couldn't break us.
Four-stepped right into her two-stepping heart. Four-stepped right.
hometown country station for the past 7 decades. KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.